Welcome to Hammer Down. Tone Diggs is on vacation. You're stuck with me, guiding, steering the ship. We are into the Elite Eight tonight.
Here we go, Gumpy.
The Ducks killed me last night. Yeah. Had them for everything.
Same.
Quack, 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 quack.
USC is a lot better than I gave them credit for.
Same.
They couldn't miss.
They are peaking at the right time, and if there's anybody who can give Gonzaga a game right now, that is the team, I think, in my humble opinion.
I agree. Gonzaga's really good, though.
They're rolling.
I'm just going to break down some we got some trends here for the Elite Eight and kind of how the tournament has gone. Dogs 33-26 against the spread in the tourney.
Damn.
I like it.
Unders 34-23-2 in the tourney.
Ooh. Jeez.
Now you get into the Elite Eight. Double digit seeds have won 4 of the last 7 in the Elite Eight. 3 of the wins coming versus a 1 seed.
Wow. Okay. Here we go.
The last 4 years in the Elite Eight, 1 seeds are 6-6. Last 6 years, Elite Eight dogs are 16-7 ATS.
Wow.
How about that?
With 13 outright wins.
Jeez.
And how often do we talk about fade the public?
Uh-huh.
Fade the public.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Not in this tourney, boys.
Whoa.
Teams drawing 60% or more of the bets are 16-12 overall, but they're 14-6 since opening 2-6 against the spread.
Damn.
Here we go.
So that is...
What's that, 12 straight?
That is wild. Jeez. Dude. Because it's all we ever talk about.
Yeah.
Fade the public.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Not today. You guys, how was your guys' weekend? You got any NBA tonight or anything like that?
I'll tell you.
Go ahead, Connor.
I got a few player performance levels. Weekend was terrible. I mean, I got absolutely slaughtered from Friday to Sunday.
Saturday was great. Sunday stunk.
Same. And on this show on Friday, we literally talked about how we loved Sunday and hated Saturday. I don't know how that happened.
This tournament just needs to fucking end, please. It is tanking my wallet right now. I know nothing about college basketball. I'm getting absolutely slaughtered.
Well, that's very selfish of you to want this to end, all right? Mitt. Some of us like watching more basketball.
Yeah, hey, Mitt, let me know when you're trying to pick 140 games on a college Saturday, pal.
There you go.
Welcome to the hell we're living in.
Yep.
I just want to get back to the men's league. I got to stay off this tournament, but it's too hard. I have to watch the games, so I have to bet on them.
Vegas exactly. Has got these.
They're good, man. Hey, that's like Bear from College Game Day. He tweeted out, this is the first time that all 4 games have a spread at +7 or more.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
never happened.
We could end up with like a couple 1 seeds still in the final 4.
Yeah.
Or we could end up with 3 from the Pac-12.
Which is wild.
That would be fucking electric.
Shout out Pac-12.
Hey, they're doing it even not after dark this tourney.
Yeah.
They get it.
Back to your player performance doubles corner.
Oh, back to mine. Oh, yeah. In college tonight, I'm taking Joyner Lucas to have 15 points. The dude from Oregon State.
Let's go.
I say Joyner because it's Jay Lucas on the site. I don't know what his first name is. And then I'm taking Master Teague to score 20 points and Baylor to win. Master Teague plays running back for Ohio State, but it's M. Teague on this site. So whoever that is, I'm taking him as well. I am like Mitt. I know absolutely nothing about college basketball, but hey, we're watching, so I'm betting on them. That's just the college ones. I got NBA. You want me to hold off on the NBA player performance doubles, Gump, or should we keep rolling?
Yeah, let it eat, dude.
All right, here we go. This one is juicy, boys. $5 to win 8.2K. Click, quick little,
easy,
you know,
money.
Little game, little easy money here.
Let's go.
3 guys, Reggie Jackson. 20 points, Clippers to beat the Bucks at home. Right now they're -2. That's +1,400. Parlayed with De'Aaron Fox, double-double. Kings to win against the Spurs, who have nobody anymore except for Murray. That's +750. And last but not least, Zach LaVine coming off an ankle sprain. He's back, 35 points. Bulls to beat the Golden State Warriors, +1,200. $5 to win 8.2K. Why not?
What do you got?
I love that.
What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose?
I love that one.
Who says no?
All right.
Not me.
All right, Foxy.
All right.
What do you got?
You go, Fox.
This has been wild, man. Saturday, I had my first good day.
You were cooking.
Potentially ever. Like, it was weird to go 3-1 in one day.
Dominating.
I enjoyed it. I get why everyone loves it so much. It's fun to win bets.
Hey, now you'd be chasing that feeling.
Holy hell. And then, of course, Sunday, I feel great about these games, and I go 1-3.
Good slot.
So, really, like.
That was the Bama-UCLA game. That was just Bama going cold. Yeah. That's what's happened all year. If they go cold, and you also can't, what did they shoot from the free throw line?
Like, and also in overtime, they were just chucking threes. They had no game plan in overtime. They had already lost that game.
It's bullshit.
That was tough. And that then, UCLA team's wild.
But and then Michigan, Florida State. That was the so Florida State was playing well. Like, they dog walked Kansas. I was on Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
But that in the whatever tournament they were in to get into the I forget what division they're from. But they played Georgia Tech. And Georgia Tech turned them over 27 times. Oof. And I just couldn't get that picture out of my head. And that's what happened to them against Michigan yesterday.
I remember you saying on Friday's show, you were just like, I've seen Florida State be really, really bad. Yeah. And I thought about you the whole game because that's what Michigan did to them. Michigan's great, man.
Without Livers, too, is insane. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. They're such a good basketball team. And that was my lock of the day. That one hit. All three other ones did not hit yesterday. But they're incredible. Tonight, I have no fucking idea, dude. I'll just be completely. These are so tough. Yeah. These are so tough. So naturally for me on both these games, Oregon State, Houston, I want to take Oregon State plus +8. Uh-huh. Oregon State's been good to me. I'm gonna stick with that. And then also, I know Baylor's great, but I'm going to take the plus +7.5 with Arkansas. I'm just going to do it.
Wow, Fox.
Yeah. I don't love it, but I didn't love Saturday's games and those hits, so these probably will hit.
There you go. Maybe they won't.
Mitt, are you done or do you have anything for us?
You know what? I am just going to stay away from this college basketball thing until this is over. I got some NBA picks tonight, though. These are obviously locks. We got the New York Knicks plus +4 against Miami. Miami hasn't covered in, I don't know, I think 6-7 games. They're on a little snide. We got Houston plus +8. They're due for a win, too.
Uh-huh.
And we also got Sacramento on a plus line here. Money line, just take them. As Connor said, these Spurs have absolutely nobody anymore.
Yep.
So we are running with the Sacramento Kings and L.A. Clippers against Milwaukee Bucks. L.A. Clippers minus -2.5.
That'll baby Mitt.
I love that Knicks pick. Hey, when that player performance double comes out for R.J. Barrett or Alec Burks, take it.
Listen, what do you guys fucking know? Lost $10,000 in the last 10 minutes. You guys don't know what they did. Did I see heat check up there? Who the fuck's on a heater?
Hey, I told them to get rid of that long time ago. I mean, Saturday was a day.
Saturday was great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just went heavy Michigan, but then I buried myself with Oregon last night. I really thought they were going to beat USC. I really did. But
hey, where's that thing?
It is a day. I think it's
over
here.
It should be on the desk back there.
You remember I asked Connor for a handheld one time? What did he bring me? A saw or something?
He brought you a portable charger.
Hey, I'm looking at this right now, Gump.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen, and I'm already on Arkansas and Oregon State. Let's just grab those money lines and sprinkle a little bit on a two-team parlay for both of them to win. I mean, we're looking at plus +1460.
Wow.
You just never know what's going to happen.
This is where you're talking my language, Foxy. I'm taking Oregon State plus +8 because they're 16-5 against the spread. Their last 21 as a dog. Like, they're just that team. They're on a run.
Yep.
And I don't trust Houston. I really don't. I'll take Oregon State money line plus +280.
I love it.
And Tony, I got a pick from Tony for that game.
Tony from the beach.
He's on under 130. He said both teams great defenses. Ooh, Houston top 10 almost every category.
Under 130. Jeez.
And then the other game tonight, I mean, feels like a lot, but Baylor's that team.
I know.
So I got to go back to my teaser. I'll tease Oregon State up to 12.5, and I get Baylor down to minus -3.
I love it.
Have to do it.
I love it.
You have to do it.
Oh, do you, Foxy? You love it?
I love his teasers. I don't do the teasers. That takes too much time to look at it. I just go straight line. So every time he does a teaser, I love it.
You love it?
Mm-hmm.
You guys got anything for tomorrow night's games?
Bro, I got no money in my account right now.
USC plus 9 versus Gonzaga. Michigan minus 7.5 versus UCLA.
I'll take both of those favorites. I'm sorry, but I think it's a fucking two-way train to Zaga versus Michigan.
You're saying boat race, Paul.
I don't know about a boat race for Michigan. I know Zaga's going to come out absolutely.
If Zags just clean sweep us, are they greatest basketball team of all time, college basketball team of all time?
Remember earlier in the year, they were talking about Baylor and Gonzaga being two of the best teams in the past 25 years of college basketball.
But if Zags close the door and do it.
Yeah. I think they go down as
greatest college basketball team of all time. In the middle of COVID and everything?
Man. At least top
people
three.
Would argue with people would be like, they're not in a big conference, blah, blah, blah. But I would agree with you.
Yeah.
If you go undefeated, run the table, and destroy everyone in the tournament. It's a
sure could be Fab Five.
Yeah, they Fab Five never won it.
They never won it.
JJ Redick squad at Duke.
Christian Laettner.
For sure. And Hill, I think they.
There was a Hansbro team that won the title that was very, very good as well. Bro, I think Ty Lawson was on that team.
Imagine Hansbro on that Loyola squad. Him and fucking Bigwig underneath, dude. Oh, they would have won everything.
They're basically the same guy.
Bigwig better come back next year. It's unfinished business for those boys.
Bro. It's bad for the March Madness. The big wig is not there anymore.
Yeah. Agreed.
Hey, these chairs aren't bad, huh?
I actually like this.
You just gotta find a groove in them.
Yeah.
I gotta sit back a little bit because my ass, I think, in the middle kind of gets it a little bit.
Zeet's got this one broken in nice.
Thank you, Zeet.
Thank you, Zeet.
Thank you, Zeet.
So everybody bet on Sugar Sean O'Malley?
Oh yeah.
The guy's a weapon.
I fucking love that guy after his show today with us.
He was awesome.
Him, like you said, him and Connor cutting promos together all time.
July 10th. We need it too, by the way. There. Middle of summer. We're going to need that.
I felt like Stipe's fight wasn't that late this time. Am I wrong there?
It wasn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't
I watched it, and I'm
usual.
Like, I normally never watch these.
The fight before got ended in the first round, so it was actually a really good
That was nice.
I was fast asleep. We ate so many edibles. What happened? What time was it? Like midnight?
Yeah, it was about midnight start. A little
it usually starts at like 1.
Yeah, exactly.
How about him walking through the Apex? Did you see that? He has arrived at the Apex. They had him walking. Pretty cool little place. It's like you're walking down like a high school hall.
Yes.
Picture of Conor McGregor on the side. Sweet. You walk past the gym, do the whole thing. Travis Barker's in there with Kourtney Kardashian hanging out. MGK.
Spectacle.
It was. I think Dana White did a good job this entire time.
There was a nice little moment, too, when they were showing all the fans. And they're like, Patrick Peterson's here, and he seems to have gone somewhere, so we'll go to the next person. And then they had to go to someone else.
I didn't know Patrick Peterson was there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
Good for him getting the invite in there. That probably was a tough ticket.
I would assume so.
How come you didn't go, Foxy?
I'm not a big enough fight fan, and I know these MMA purists. They don't like if you're not a big MMA fan. Stay out of my sport.
You ain't getting in the door, Foxy.
I want to let you know these big MMA fans. They come after me too, so I always try to at least act like I know what I'm talking about whenever I talk to one of these fighters. Because if you don't, they take a lot of pride.
Oh yeah,
they'll get you.
Just trying to grow the game here,
sport. It's not a game. You don't fucking play fighting, dude.
Come on, Fox.
My point exactly.
Come
My
on.
My point exactly, too, by the way. I just did exactly what I said you got to do when you talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What a bad guy. You're going to get a fucking tapped out on the way out
of
here.
No.
Some guy in affliction shirt is going to see you walking down the street.
Waiting by your car.
After that bullshit skater boy remark you just had.
No surprise when I watch these fights, I think, this is literally, and I'm not exaggerating at all, the last thing on earth I would do for a living is step into that game.
So much respect for it. Did you bet on Stipe or Ngola?
I bet on Stipe to knock out in the third round.
I put it all
because it had great odds. That didn't happen.
I had it all on him.
We had to.
He could have went down a couple times.
He's a firefighter.
That was a part of it. That was the game plan, he said. He was rope-a-doping.
And Ngannou's just huge.
I didn't watch the fight, but
if he fights John Jones, man, that's going to be that'll be insane.
$1 billion.
Oh, fucking awesome. Well, Jones is saying just release him now, so who knows?
Well, he deleted that tweet.
Oh, did he delete it?
Allegedly, yeah. Who knows? Internet. I know this. I'm betting on one fighter and one fighter alone from now on.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sugar Sean O'Malley. Stipe was in that. You know what I mean? I'm only betting on Stipe. And if he comes back in, I will bet on Stipe again.
Mm-hmm.
But Sugar Sean's my guy now. That son of a bitch said he felt the guy's soul leave his body as he punched him in the face.
He let the guy get up so he could sell shirts. That's literally what he fucking said.
Bro, how come he can't tell us that, like, before the fight so we can just bet on him?
Yeah, I agree.
That's information we should at least know about, that this guy is going to think about knocking him out with only his right hand, not his any other body part.
Now we know.
Now we know.
And
now
he feels like the guy that, like, is on the rise, hasn't really got the full bag yet. So he's like, every time you should bet on him because he's still got that.
You're hungry.
Yes.
The only thing that's hard with the favorites in the UFC, you have to bet the round or you just don't get any value. Like, he was, like, minus 300 the other night.
Well, for instance, I mean, I don't want to change the subject, but I watched our United States men's team. World Cup team, not Olympic team. Olympic team, we suck again. Not even in the Olympics again somehow. Same day as a high note for our soccer team. We have a low note. We're not in the fucking Olympics again. But anyways, we got a team. The World Cup team, we got a team. And I didn't even know the game was on against Northern Ireland until late. So the only way I could live bet it that was worth any money was if I was able to predict the final score. 3-1 was plus 350. At 1-0, I bet 3-1.
Oh,
2-1.
Yeah.
88th minute. We have a fucking breakaway. The United States have a breakaway. And I'm like, new U.S. team. This is a guaranteed goal.
Here we go.
Guy fucking shins it right to the goal. He could have passed it for a fucking goal. 3-1. I would have. By the way, that would have turned around everything. That would have turned around everything for the weekend.
It would have.
That would have turned around everything.
It just takes one.
And instead, he dribble. Open field. He's on our national team. Fucking unbelievable player. Hits him in the shin, kicks it right to the fucking goalie. That would have been 3-1. Like, oh, another attempt. It's like another. That's plus 350, pal. We just fucking missed.
That field they were playing on. I mean, that was absurd. Bad.
Hey, our soccer team's legit. I don't know what the futures bets are on, but we win that World Cup.
Hammer it.
World Cup. Olympics, right?
I guess that's how soccer
people want to win the World Cup more.
But you also want to be in the Olympics because that's your under 23 team. It's not your full men's team, right?
But it's our entire World Cup team though could play on that team because they're all young.
Exactly.
I played, and there's different schools of thought, but I was on the Olympic development program.
Right.
Like Project 2020 was something that was scouting me as a kid, which was the Olympics in 2020 or whatever, you know? Like that was something. It seems like you don't give a fuck about it anymore because these World Cup or the Olympic trial teams, they stink. And then our World Cup team, we got some runners and they're young too. We got some dudes out there. We're going to win.
We played the Costa Rica national team.
Canada or America?
Just like our club team when we were 18.
Ooh.
They should have beat us about 15-0. Our goalie stood on his head. Some of those kids were 26, like full beards.
I got a chance to play against a couple of national teams. It is.
Oh, you want to work on your fitness? My Lord.
Yeah, we played against the Turks one time over in Austria, the Turkish national team. I got a cleat right to the sternum.
Yikes.
I mean, they were big boys.
Well, you know, you see them when they're like whoever's not playing, they're literally just running laps on the sidelines waiting to go in.
They are committed.
Yeah. We're off a hangover just trying to get some Gatorade.
When you're on the national team, though, your whole life is soccer. Yeah. Like those dudes, Gio Reyna and all them, they get signed to these clubs. They go to school, kind of, but it's just soccer all day, every day. And we got a group. We got a group that's been like that.
God, thank God. It's about time.
We got a team. We got a fucking Pulisic, our guy, too.
Stud.
He is a stud.
Yeah.
Who else? There was this other dude with an interesting name that played very well this weekend.
Sergio.
I saw Gio Reyna commented on some dude's Instagram who just got called up to.
Plays for
was playing.
Barcelona, I believe. Sergio Dest.
Dest. Yeah.
He's playing for Barca right now. He's fucking
That's
good.
Awesome.
Hey, we got good, dudes, good. Man.
Let's go.
Like, it's a lot of fun to watch.
That's the thing. Like, when you have guys playing in leagues like that, like Pulisic in England, Reyna's playing in the Bundesliga, this guy, Barcelona, like, you're just going to be that much better when it comes to a big tournament like that.
Well, it's commitment level, I think. Now, you're playing against much better competition, everything like that, but your entire life is shaped. I'm not saying MLS is anything different, but whenever your entire life is shaped towards being good at soccer, I mean, it's like, okay, here we go. And that's what they all do over there. They all got those junior teams, youth teams, and that's their entire lives.
Hockey, very similar, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
You just get groomed into that system, and then you're just rolling.
I wonder what the school's like. They probably don't do much school, huh? Nah,
my sister was on the – she did DA or Developmental Academy for the U.S. National Team. She went to, I think, 16 days of school her junior year.
That's awesome.
Hey, by the way, Mitt's sister going to be on our fucking national team.
Here we go.
She's really good.
To Pat and Gumpy's point about how much they run, she was an All-American in track just because she ran track for fun and then quit the next year, didn't run because she was just like, no, I want to play soccer.
She's unbelievable.
Jesus. Yeah.
Good call.
Savage.
Look at this. Man. His dad, one of the best NFL special teams coaches of all time. You can check his resume. It's changed a lot of the game. I mean, even though it might not work out as it should plan all the time, good resume. His older brother, what is he like? He's super smart, right? Engineer?
Yeah, he was going to be an engineer, and then he switched to some data analytics way over
smart.
My head, dude.
His younger sister going to be in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And we got him. And we got this one.
Thanks.
Hey, Mitt. Yeah. You're a legend, dude.
Atta babe, man.
You're the best, man. You're an absolute
legend. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll throw in a couple picks for tomorrow night's games before we get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I am taking the 9 with USC against Gonzaga.
Wow.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to back it with Connor and just take the
so if you take both favorites, money line is -160 parlay.
That's what I'm doing.
Which isn't bad odds.
That's what I'm doing.
And then I'll obviously do another teaser. So I'll go USC up to +14, Michigan down to -2.5 against UCLA.
Ooh, like quick question.
Yes, sir.
You just said something was -160.
Yep.
I put a bet out the other day that was -116.
Yeah.
And I assume much like Diggs, you've been gambling for a long time illegally and then now legally.
Yeah.
Why were people attacking me for betting something that was -116?
-116?
They're stooges.
116, yeah.
Yeah, see, people come at me for whenever I take a team at double chance in soccer. Like, think about if you're taking double chance, you're getting that team to win or tie, and it's like -140. Like, that is very good odds for what you're – and I get crushed for it all the time.
Like, what are we trying to do here, dude? I'm watching the game. This is the only thing I like.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Bet something else because the odds are –
Yeah,
and like, -116, by the way, I'm fucking dancing.
It was, not bad.
It was
at
winning
all.
Money.
It was like yesterday. I just hammered Michigan -135. Just put more money on it.
Yep.
It'll make up for the difference. And then Tony is taking USC +9 and Michigan -7.5.
Wow. Tony with two picks.
Atta boy, yeah. Tony.
Let's go.
It's on vacation, a little loosey goosey diner.
Yeah, I was wondering if COVID Cowboy was no more, and we're gonna get like a new version of Tone.
He might come back as like Chet Hanks with an accent.
Yeah. Oh, rude boy.
Yeah, yeah.
White boy summer. Yeah.
Internet going mad again.
Yeah, what up, Shotta? Hey, that's not good for the whites, by the way.
No, that's tough.
It's not.
Him doing that whole thing with a Callaway golf hat on is incredible.
It's white boy summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rude boy.
Here are the rules.
All right, boys. Thanks for following along, watching. We'll be back Wednesday for a full slate of MLB talk.
Hell
is
yeah.
That right? I think we should maybe. Ain't there something else we can talk about?
Well, final four preview, but opening day for baseball.
It's a big gambling. When is opening day?
Thursday. Every team's playing.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All day long.
Pirates still have a team? Or?
Oh, yeah. They're turning it around.
Pirates got a team.
No. They do.
How about the Tigers? You didn't stink.
I actually saw that the Pirates are supposed to be worse than the Tigers.
No!
I did see that.
You guys can't even stink good. We beat you at
you
that.
Guys are terrible. We got all these prospects coming in. All right, we got a new coach. Who's our new coach?
That guy.
Hinch. The guy who cheated with the Astros.
Yeah, we got the cheater.
You guys got a winning culture coming to town. Who's coaching the Pirates?
Good question.
I don't know if anybody is.
The really? GM,
manager?
The no. GM you guys got is actually good. He came from the Red Sox, Charrington.
Yeah, you're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, but the owner ain't going to let him do anything, so you might as well just fucking, you get it.
That's right.
This thing stinks, huh?
You got to really hammer it.
I'm trying to go back.
You got to kickstart this thing.
There it is. Yeah, you got it. There it is.
Oh,
jeez.
No, you didn't break it. That is what happens every single
time. That was normal? That's what's supposed to happen?
Uh-huh. You nailed it.
Oh, no, you had to... Somebody
you
had got to
go all the way up.
Somebody had to take the top off. That was the first time that had happened, I think.
Oh, okay. Oh, Foxy.
Are you kidding me, Foxy?
Who put that there?
Why are you
Foxy.
There? Is the question. What are you doing?
Oh,
no, Fox. What are you doing?
What the hell is going on?
We better get out of here before Foxy tears apart.
I'm gonna set it down. Take it off the wall, Foxy. You don't fucking like it. Who cares?
Son of a bitch.
It's a gift from AJ. That was a Picasso.
All right. Thanks for listening, watching.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Best of luck in the Elite Eight, my friends.
Hey, these kids are unpredictable.
Yeah, that's right. It's terrible.
Be careful betting on them.
Be careful.
It's the best.
Don't get too high on the highs or too low in the lows with these kids.
Nope.
Absolute
let them play.
Wild cards.
Hope you're happy about yourself.
I was just going to, I mean, we had to go into baseball talk, and then this is what happened.
Can't talk about baseball.
Can't do it. Cannot do it.
You did try. I mean,
I caught it. Did you see me catch that?
Well, it's only because somebody told you. If no one said anything, that thing would have been manned down.
You're welcome.
Mike Aguilar. What time is it?
4:30.
4:27.
What do we got today? Anything cool?
Just Elite Eight. You know,
I gotta hit that Stairmaster.
Celtics Pelicans tonight. Zion.
Hey, Zion's balling.
I would take Zion to score 40 points tonight.
I just spent all my money.
Oh shit!
He has a $5 parlay for $8,000. Yeah. I'm actually gonna take it.
What is it? Jump in.
It's awesome.
I got $4 left.
Okay, perfect. Here, this is what it is. The first thing was Reggie Jackson in the Clippers to win. That's plus 1,200. That should be at the bottom of the basketball tab. Jeez. Then we got De'Aaron Fox, double-double, Kings to win, plus 750. And then Zach LaVine, 35 points, Bulls to win, plus 1,200. $5 to win, 8.2K. Why not? Who says no?
I love these.
Dude, they're so fun. And somehow a few have come through and just completely saved my entire gambling week, even though last week I lost everything I won. Thanks a lot. Fucking Loyola,
bro,
Chicago.
I lost everything I had.
You're all heavy on Loyola.
Dude, I was all in on them. I mean, we're talking about the best defense March Madness has ever seen. We're talking about the big wig. We're not talking about some slouches.
They were playing on Saturday, dude. They're not the same team when they don't play on Sunday.
How come, I should have known.
How come big wig can drain a free throw? Mm-hmm. Drain it.
Yeah.
But mid-range shot, as good as a brick as I've ever seen in my entire life. Airball almost. What happens when he gets out of that baby hook range, just a foot and a half out of there? You know it's going to be short, but then he gets to the foul line and that thing's money. And how come they're not just feeding him the ball?
Yeah, that was the biggest problem that I had, is that he starts out hot as hell, and then it's like, all right, let's go away from the big wig because he's too hot right now. Let's make this game actually close. I think for big wig is that he doesn't know how high to jump when he's shooting. That's why he's so good at the free throws. See, at the free throws, he's just got his feet on the ground and he's
get
just
a piece
balling.
Of paper because, under his
because,
jump,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
In the foul line, he has it exactly where he needs to be, about an inch back there, no jump. This is just a little boost from the toes because he does run on his toes.
Oh, like a robot.
Like a bunny.
But when it comes to a hand in the face, potentially, he doesn't know how high he has to jump.
Jumps so high, he's going to windmill it from the free
throw line.
He'll
figure that out going to the next level, though. He'll take his free throw to the mid-range game, and he'll be able to both slice and dice underneath with the baby hooks mid-range and get fouled. Yeah, he's going to transition well. He might be a next Zion.
Absolutely. I'd have him projected at, like, the number 3 overall pick.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Kid's going to play D.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Sister Jean doesn't like him because he stole the spotlight from her?
Whoa. Well, I don't know what her prayer was. Did we hear what her prayer was this weekend?
I didn't hear her.
It wasn't Sunday, dude. Wasn't Sunday.
She's not doing a pregame prayer because it's Saturday.
She can. It's against the rules.
Yeah, but I think the Catholics, they have shit on Saturday, don't they? I think they run it back on Saturday night.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. They'll go through the whole damn thing just like it's Sunday.
And then Wednesdays, I think they're also up on Wednesdays, too.
Definitely on Wednesdays.
Some Fridays, too, they're all in.
Well, that one with the fish.
Of course, Good Friday. That's coming up.
Well, that comes after the one where they smoke, and then they put their smoke out on the foreheads.
That's right. Mm. That, of course, Ash Wednesday. And when I said Good Friday's coming up, I meant it already happened.
Yeah, because Mardi Gras, dude.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Easter, shout out.
Shout out Easter.
Shout out.
Hey, he's about to come out.
Oh, yeah. Eyes peeled for rocks moving.
What if he does come back and he goes, I'm coming home. Like, Jesus. Coming home. Everybody's like, oh, shit, we've been waiting like long, long time. And he's like, tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the sin. in Lil Nas X's music
yesterday.
Well, that's what Jesus
he
does.
He took the freaking internet over this week. God, my God.
He's a maestro.
It would Jesus. Be awesome if Jesus came out singing P. Diddy. I mean, what a move by
and then
him.
What if he said those Air Maxes from Lil Nas? He said, I ain't ever wearing those.
Never. And what if Biggie is out behind him and he comes out, you know, right behind him? I got a story to tell.
Who?
Biggie's. Biggie.
Oh, you think Biggie's coming out behind Jesus?
If he loves Pete Diddy. He'd probably start with, it was all a dream.
Hold on, though. Biggie said he doesn't want to go to heaven with the goody goodies. Yeah. He said put him down in hell. He was, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it ain't hard to fucking tell.
Uh-huh. Don't make sense.
Hey, Lil Nas X, by the way, had the internet on a string. He had governors tweeting him.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
He plays him like a fiddle.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, him lap dancing the devil is...
That was
something.
That was interesting.
You know, a lot of people were not happy about that.
No, I saw.
Those shoes are going to be so expensive, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not many gambling shows you get Jesus Nas X talk, boys.
Nah.
That's right.
Well, it just depends on whether or not Tim Tebow's coming back, too. We can bring this whole thing back if you really want.
Tim was with Urban.
Yeah, Jags chaplain, right? Yeah.
I also saw a video of him spearing his brother into a pond. Did you see that?
Really? No.
Yeah.
Tim speared him?
Yeah, picked him up, carried him, dropped him in a pond.
Probably asked for it. He's probably watching that Lil Nas X video, and Tim said,
baptism.
Get that out of here.
What if Jesus does? I'm coming. I guess that's what the whole Bible is, right? Him saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jay knows more than I do about it.
Yeah, that's basically the end of the world. So
Armageddon.
Maybe
Revelations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe stay home where you're at now. Maybe.
Yeah, like this is the end.
Yeah, when they start teleporting.
Uh-huh. To judge the living and the dead. And then,
amen.
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be a myth.
There's only one judge, though, right? Army of one?
That's right. Audience of one?
Technically, wouldn't it be two? Like, wouldn't it be God and Jesus?
Yeah, but if God says you're good, I think he's the ultimate gatekeeper. I think Jesus just kind of co-signs.
Even if Jesus is like, whoa, we're not sure about this guy. God's like, no.
I am.
I pick him. He's good.
But what if Jesus says, what if Jesus vouches for?
Yeah.
Does God automatically give the good?
I don't know. So. I don't know if he gives him the pass.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But I do think Jesus does get a few picks where it's like, all right, that's your guy. You watch him while he's up here. If he doesn't do good, God will send him right
back.
Like
special teams players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is Jesus' crew here.
10-day contract.
Or like anyone that wears the shirt that says, Jesus is my homeboy. Like, yeah, Jesus might be like, that guy's in.
That guy wore the shirt.
Yep.
But he robbed his drugstore, you know? Doesn't matter.
Had a shirt on.
Yep.
Yeah. By the way, Jesus' team?
Yeah.
They show up LA Fitness?
Ooh.
Probably getting buckets.
Get out of the way.
Definitely getting buckets.
Imagine if Lil Nas' team plays pickup against Jesus Christ.
They don't have a
Miley
chance.
Cyrus is on Lil Nas' team. I don't know if you saw it. She was wearing the shoes this weekend.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
She got a pair?
She posted on IG.
Hey, the devil, by the way, in the Lil Nas X video was also wearing the shoes.
Really? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, those are the finer things you got to look for.
That's a pretty strong
I haven't seen the whole music
court.
Video. I have seen some clips, though. And first thing I noticed in the clips was devil's got some heat on the feet.
Yeah.
Dude.
Devil at the one, Lil Nas X at the small forward. I mean, Miley at the two. Wow.
Yeah, but think about what Jesus got on the other side.
Yeah.
True.
Buckets, dude. They're walking buckets.
Yeah.
Raining over there on the Jesus.
A lot of points in matchup. That game. Yeah.
What's that?
Jesus' team versus Lil Nas' team.
Yeah. Bro, it's not a scary matchup, dude. That fucking beard will be flown with a headband.
Yeah. That's right.
There's Give only one Jesus team winning that thing.
Who's that?
Jesus, dude.
Is Tebow on Jesus' team?
Coach. His choice. He might be able to come off the bench.
He's a coach, dude. They're doing a windmill dunk probably first time down. Oh, it's an alley-oop of some sort.
Jackie Moon's mom at the five.
Oh, man.
I mean, let's go.
I called it an alley-oop. Good for little nauseas, though.
Yeah. I mean, shoes these days.
Insane.
Who would have thought?
Fucking insane.
Not me.
There's Ty talking about it out there.
He's fired up.
Bro, the old whites were very frustrated with
God,
they were
mad.
They were not happy with Lil Nas.
And he knew it was coming.
He did predict it.
That's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
It's what he wanted. Smart.
I'm just going to say it. Those shoes, very, very, very ugly, though. Very shitty.
Whoa.
You don't even know, dude. The devil touched that thing.
You don't know.
He could have made him a little.
You know what the devil said whenever he was making that video in those shoes?
What was that?
I'm coming home. Coming home.
Tell
coming home.
There you go, Fox.
We need more rain.
Wash away
all this Jesus Christ
of yesterday.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Any more picks?
Feels like that's the show.
Okay.
See you Wednesday.
I'm betting on Jesus' team. I'd like to let that be known.
Same.
Oh, yeah, but...
They are in favor, though. That's minus 160, minus 170.
I was going to say they're minus, you know, 5.5. Are
no,
you
they're
take the
more
or?
Than that, dude.
Moneyline's minus 160. You're saying they're minus 5.5?
Yeah. Maybe minus a Baker's dozen, dude.
This is game to 11, though, if it's at LA Fitness.
Yeah. Plus, if they're minus 11, that money line's probably minus 350, you know?
Well, they can't be minus 11 because that's what the game's still.
Yeah, 5.5.
So it might be minus 10.5.
How you getting them at my what? Where'd you get them at minus 160?
That's money line.
Okay. Okay.
That's money line.
Oh, okay.
Devil squad loading on Zach and the boys.
Yeah.
And Miley and them.
Uh huh.
+10.5 we're getting.
All right, I'm taking that.
Game to 11?
Yeah, I'm taking +10.5. You don't think the devil's going to walk down the paint and put his dong on Jesus' shoulder while he's dunking?
You watch your mouth.
That's going to happen.
You watch your mouth.
You can't say that.
All right.
You can't say that, dude.
It's going to happen.
That is the show. On that note,
that could not be the end of the show. We do not think that'll happen.
That has
to taking Jesus it minus 10 and a half.
Hammered him.
That is disgusting.
That's foolish.
You're on the devil's dandruff back
no
there, pal.
Way. I'm
that's
just
the
saying,
problem.
I
that's
need
the problem.
One slam from Lucifer. Yeah. He's getting it. Yeah. Sorry, boys. I'm Team Jesus, too. But hey, they're covering 10 and a half.
No. They're not even getting the ball back.
Yeah.
Devil's not even getting the ball back.
You know what? You've never seen the devil's handles. They're absurd.
Bro, check ball game. The ball is coming back to Jesus' squad.
I'm
like,
sorry.
You've never seen anything in the past.
I'm sorry. Well,
and we're playing ones and twos, right? This
ones
game is
and twos.
Over.
Yeah,
that's
it's over.
Thing.
Very quick.
Jesus is a given man. You know Lucifer's starting with the ball, and he's slamming it down Team Jesus' throat.
No. Jesus is great on defense.
One of the greatest defenders of all time.
But he's got to cover Miley because Miley's got that wet jumper.
Nah, don't worry about Miley. Tebow's got that figured out with the team that he's going to run.
I don't know. I thought Tebow was going to run the 2-3 zone.
No, Tebow is going to run the Loyola defense, pal. You think Loyola Chicago with Sister Jean had good fundamentals? Wait until you see Jesus' squad patting their feet.
Yep.
Verticality. Yeah. I mean, there's no chance.
Look, what you're not taking into account here, though, is that the things that Team Satan will do, they'll pants Jesus while he's standing in the zone like this. Someone's going around him. You know
what
you
just said? He doesn't wear pants, dude.
Yeah, he wears a rope,
which is even worse. So he'll pull the entire robe off them.
Wait till he straps up those sandals extra tight, pal.
Well, that's the thing. What happens if he, you know, combines the sandals together?
Bro, Jesus Christ, dude.
I know who we're talking about. I'm just saying it's 10.5. Points to a game to 11. They're going to score one. Boy.
I understand you're getting good value and everything like that, but you don't bet against Jesus.
You just don't do it. And you don't say what you said, all right? Especially if you got Jack Easterby at the five.
Whoa. Easterby's your five? Okay, yeah.
No.
We're not worried about any of that. I'm taking -10.5 of Jack Easterby.
Good call.
There's no way I'm doing that.
He's a water boy.
He's not going to let this happen.
Guess who's at the five?
Bro, we got Lonzo Ball running the point.
Yeah, you wish. You know who's the five of Team Lucifer? Slender Man. He's like 20 feet tall. Now what?
Doesn't matter how tall you are, dude.
There is nothing happening in the paint when Slender Man is standing under the rim, stuffing everything.
Bro, we got Bowl Bowl.
Yeah.
You got Manute Bowl playing at the five?
Yeah.
Well, he looks like... He's like this tall next
to
Slender Man.
Bro, have you ever heard about David Goliath, the whole bit there?
Yeah.
Liquid death he's drinking.
This is the tea. Hey, this is the drink of Team Satan right here. They're slamming liquid deaths on the side.
Non-alcoholic water, huh?
Mm-hmm.
This is a bad look for you. I want to let you know.
Yeah,
it's not good to know that you're on Lil Nas X's team in this whole thing.
Hey, look, I just said 10.5 points in the game to 11. You can't pass that up. They will get
But what about if it's Jesus Christ on the other side?
Satan. He's standing over there with his J's on, just like Jesus, too.
He doesn't have his J's on. He has his Air Maxes on. I saw him getting a lap dance this weekend.
Really? Lap dance. I must have missed that part of the video. I got to go back and watch it.
That's the only thing I saw.
Yeah, that's literally the only thing I saw.
Because it was all over the internet.
That's why the internet was up in arms.
That was one of those things I looked up, clicked it, and then as soon as I clicked it, stopped really focusing.
Just think about this. Well, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride until I can't no more.
He had a horses in the back.
Remember, he went out onto that stage in that whole elementary school there.
God.
That whole thing.
He could have just did that, rode off into the sunset. And
instead, he said, I'm going to take over the internet.
I'm going to dominate the internet this weekend.
And that guy is scoring one bucket against Team Jesus and covering
Lil Nas X is getting his shit absolutely swatted by Jesus Christ every single time he goes into the paint.
He's not shooting, boys. Lil Nas X is an assist man, obviously. A guy who is
giving... you think he's fucking stalked into devil, pal?
Yeah, a guy who is giving lap dances out is definitely a dude who's behind the back, behind the head, probably lobbing one up off the backboard to Lucifer Windmill.
I can't believe you.
Bro, this guy thinks Noah doesn't have a jumper, dude. What do you think this is?
Guys are bringing Noah out? See, that changes a lot of things. I didn't know Noah was going to be playing.
You didn't think he was on the team?
What do you think? Come on. Jesus wasn't going to bring the wettest dude he's fucking got, pal?
Rolling
Noah?
Scrubs out there?
Unfortunately for Noah, he's, you know, fucking hammered playing basketball, so there's no chance he's going to be able to shoot.
Like LeBron. Yep. He and LeBron both have wine before they play.
Exactly. Two goats.
Thank you.
Noah's parting the defense.
Bro, that's Moses, too.
There you go. Moses is playing. Moses is at the four?
Yeah, you should see Joe, too. Jesus' dad.
Yeah.
He's giving the fucking speech pregame. Boys, you got to believe anything that gets said to you. You got to believe.
Joe's sitting in the back of the bleachers. You know that.
Joseph, he's a humble guy. He's like, listen, my wife was pregnant. She told me she was a virgin. You guys got to buy in and believe into this whole thing. That's Joseph's big thing. Our team's going to come together. In the end, the Devil's team is going to be fighting against each other so much. You guys aren't going to be able to score a point.
It's over.
They're covering 10.5. I'm sorry, boys. You guys are.
Bro, it'll have to be 21.5 to nothing for us to win that game. And Jesus says, don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
Hold my beer.
Jesus said, you tried them eggs Reese's makes because of me? Fucking lock, pal.
20-0. Drains a three. Cover.
Who?
Team Jesus.
Who?
What?
The devil?
No. We're talking about a game to 21.
You just said Team Jesus.
Are you switching sides?
He just tried to back out of all
Lucifer.
No, because we started on a game that was plus 211, and now you're saying we're playing a game to 21. It's a whole different ball.
No, he's minus 10.5. They're going to have to get. Oh, never mind. You're right. You're going to get to 11. You're right. You're absolutely right. Just going to win 11-0 there.
It's tough. I just don't see. I don't see how a Slender Man under the rim.
It's Jesus, dude.
Slender Man's so weak, though. He's a coward.
But that it just a quick deflection. That's all you need.
Yeah, but you don't think he's going to get buckets after Slenderman does one bullshit little swat?
Well, I think he's still going to get buckets.
Tommy, what team are you on? Jesus' team?
Yeah.
I'm just going for 1 point here. You know,
does have the Illuminati symbol on his hat, though.
Yeah.
Sure looks like
it. Same hat as Lil Nas X.
It's LFC, dude. Liverpool.
Is that the merch for the team? Is that the sideline apparel?
Yeah.
Liverpool. Huh.
You'll never walk alone.
You know who owns part of Liverpool? Isn't that Bron Bron?
Yeah.
So is Bron Bron on Team Satan now?
Now listen, that is a big. I do need to know which roster he's on.
He is definitely on. I mean, look, you just said that's Illuminati. That's part of the Team Devil, right? If Bron owns part of that symbol, hey. Sorry, boys. You just lost.
No, LeBron has a cross tattoo.
No, yeah. I think in this situation, the LeBron and the Lakers are Team Jesus, and then the Nets are probably Team Satan.
Oh, we got KD and Jimmy Harden.
Why would you say that?
All right.
By the way, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, I'm slamming plus 11.
Like I'm just saying.
I'll take the Devils.
All of a sudden, we got the Devils
Thanks
winning
Thanks for the cash, boys.
You don't bet against LeBron like you don't bet against Jesus.
Yeah, but what about KD and all the boys they got over?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's why, you know, he has a bad Achilles, and a lot of these things happen because they're on the wrong side.
Whoa.
Whoa, dude. How many people are you going to wish injury on?
You're a bad guy.
fuck?
Maybe you're on
Aaron Rodgers last week.
No, sleeper cell. Benedict Arnold.
I am not on the Devil's team. I was first one on Team Jesus here.
Yeah, but what right. we're saying now with what you're saying, you do not replicate anything that Team Jesus is about. Doesn't sound like it.
Look, I think we can all agree LeBron would beat Team Jesus. That's all I'm trying to get across to you.
Okay.
Yes. What do you say?
Mitt said yes.
Thank you, man.
But you still Facts. Lose.
No. Nah, not with Braun on team. Wait till you see what he does that intergalactic bullshit team he's about to play against.
Yep. We got KD and Jim Harden. It's over. We scored a point. We covered the spread.
No, I don't believe what he just said.
Yeah, that didn't count. Uh-huh. That was an absurd statement.
That was one of your guys, so...
No, he's not one of our guys, though. He's wishing injury upon us.
Foxy's trying to fade Jesus right now.
No!
This is the ultimate fade Foxy.
I'm number one fan for Jesus. I love Jesus.
Are you picking Jesus to try and spite Jesus and make him lose? Is that what you're doing?
I don't fade myself.
Hey, let me let you know, Jesus wins in the end. No matter what you try to do.
And that's why I'm picking Jesus.
Amen.
By the way, what if Jesus doesn't win in the end? Have we thought about that?
Don't like thinking about that.
Can't do it.
There's a lot of people that focus their entire lives on this guy, and then all of a sudden what happens if once it happens at the pearly gates, he's nowhere to be found? What if little Nas X is sitting there?
That would be bad.
That would be wild.
Can't live like that. Can't. Jesus wins by 11.
Thank you.
Let's hang this thing back up.
This show stinks.
Hammer.
Done.